Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the big show, Your Money with David Hayes. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about a lot of topics, but we're really going to hammer down on Social Security and some of the success stories. You know, you've heard us talk about these different claiming strategies. Well, Wayne Thacker is going to be joining us to talk about a real success story that he had where he actually uncovered over $23,000 in Social Security benefits for a school teacher in Franklin, and we're excited to hear about that. And then we're going to be joined also by our own Douglas Hughes, who's supposed to be calling in from Athens, Greece, to say hello and to give us a boots-on-the-ground view of what's happening over in Greece as the debt talks continue and the default looms here at the end of June. So I'm anxious to hear from a boots-on-the-ground correspondent perspective, Doug Hughes, what's happening over there. Before that, though, let's talk a little bit about some news of the week brought to you by Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, our new book. It's out on all major online retailers. You can catch it at Amazon. I think you can get it at Barnes & Noble. It's for a resource for adults ages 50 and over. Let's talk about this. I got a notice from a client that GE is closing their GE Interest Plus program. It's the GE Capital Invest Direct. So if you worked for General Electric, you may have had one of these accounts. And he was just simply saying that they're going to stop paying interest on July 1st, and that has been their emergency fund. And they wanted to know if we had any suggestions on where to put that money. Another client called and they said that they were offered an alternative that might roll into a different account paying a 1.01%. But so for a checking type account, that's pretty good. But then I saw on credit.com, where should you keep your emergency fund? You know, we've all heard you're supposed to have about 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside in an emergency fund. And I'll just tell you this, it should be very, very accessible. So most people do stick it in savings accounts. They don't put it into retirement accounts or investment accounts that are invested in securities that can go up and down, because those are for true emergencies, not for, you know, things that you should be planning for. Another thing, I saw a client who emailed back in early May about a message that was on her answering machine. She said she got a message today from the IRS that said they were filing a lawsuit against them and legal fees. Come to find out, is one of those scams. The IRS isn't going to do that. They're going to send you a notice. You have to respond by mail. They don't do that. They don't call you and demand this stuff. So I've been hearing this a lot lately. They say the messages were from Washington, D.C. and Olympia, Washington. They gave phone numbers. And here's what happens. They're out there fishing. You call. They try to scare you. They get the information to pay off your, quote, debt. And they say you're off the hook. It's just a scam. So if you've been called or had a message left, just ignore it, delete it, report it to the Attorney General office as well. Hey, here you go. Can you pass this retirement quiz? If so, you're in the minority of Americans who know the right answers. So here we're going to do a quick quiz on Social Security benefits and how they work. Now, you should ace it, right? Because after all, Social Security is the most important retirement benefit for most Americans, and understanding the rules is critical to getting the most out of the program. This comes from Reuters. So a few of the questions were, what age is it that you can receive your full benefit? Number two was, can you keep working while collecting a full benefit? Here's another one. If you're divorced, can you collect benefits based on your ex-spouse's earnings history or just your own? And lastly, can you receive a benefit even if you're not a U.S. citizen? Well, I'm not going to give you the answers. We're going to take a break when we come back. Wayne Thacker is going to join us live, and we're going to be talking about Social Security, and we'll give Wayne this quiz and see if he knows the answers. We'll be back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. You know, Social Security is the most important retirement benefit for almost every American out there. It's just a significant part of their income during retirement. Some people, it's all of their income, and understanding the rules are very critical. Reuters had a quiz that came out and thought I might give it to our own Wayne Thacker, who's now joined us live in the studio. Can you pass this retirement quiz, Wayne? That's the real question.
I sure hope so.
I sure hope so, too. One of the first questions was, what age can you receive your full retirement benefit, Wayne?
For a lot of people entering retirement, it's age 66. If you were born before 1954, if you were born after 1960, it's 67. If you were born somewhere in between those years, it's 66 and some odd months.
And then the second question was, can you keep working while collecting full benefits?
Yes.
And the answer is yes, but with a With a clause. Yeah,
there's a clause. So if you're full retirement age, still working, you can collect a full unreduced benefit. If you're under full retirement age, still working, there is what's called an earnings limit. And this year it's $15,400 and some change. For every $2 you make over that, Social Security is going to withhold $1 of your yearly check.
And if you're divorced, you can collect benefits based on your ex-spouse's earning history or not?
Absolutely can. Yes, we talk about this as one of our strategies for divorced and widowed and even married couples. All the claiming strategies still apply for a divorced person.
And you have to be married to at least 10 years for that to apply to you. And lastly, Wayne, and you'll pass with 100% if you get this right. And folks, I can assure you that I did not give him the answers, nor did he look at this before we came on the air. Can you receive benefits even if you are not a U.S. citizen?
Well, thankfully, I actually just learned this one for a fact. My mother-in-law, hello, Jeanette, is a Canadian, and she did have earnings history here in the U.S. She worked at General Electric, which you referred to at the beginning of the show, and earned enough credits to apply for Social Security, and I just got her signed up. She's actually already received several checks. And so the answer is yes.
Yeah, almost everyone that responded to their survey at Reuters didn't get that one right. I mean, you basically just have to contribute through payroll to taxes, have at least 40 quarters, and along with citizens and non-citizens, you can get benefits. Now, Wayne, you've had a real success story. You know, and we've been doing these Social Security claiming ideas and coordinating those with your other retirement income sources and your retirement assets to maximize benefits. And, you know, as we've been doing this now for 4 or 5 years, and we're really in the forefront of this, not just locally, but nationally. And now we're starting to see more and more advisors get on board. More people are understanding it. You can Google it and learn more about it. It's still hard to do it on your own. But you went up to a school teacher in Franklin, Indiana, who we serve for Franklin Community Schools,
yes.
and literally captured over $23,000 of monies for this lady that she wouldn't have claimed otherwise.
I did. Actually, we've got a school teacher who's in her late 60s, still working, did not want to retire, has a lot to give the kids of her classroom. And come to find out, her husband is retired. He's 67. Their plan was to both wait until 70 to claim Social Security. They wanted to maximize. They had heard news here and there, maybe went to a workshop or two. And so they were going to wait to take Social Security. So as soon as I heard that, obviously, like you said, we've been on this for the last 5 or 6 years now. We're ahead of the game. Instantly, I thought about the file and suspend rule. So what I talked to her about doing was going down to the Social Security office, applying for her own benefits, and then immediately suspending them.
Mm-hmm.
What this does, when one spouse applies for benefits, it allows the other spouse, if as long as they're full retirement age, to claim what's called a spousal benefit. So they could actually receive one half of their spouse's would-be benefit, in this case, each month while they delay their own retirement benefit from Social Security.
While both of them are delaying their
own
benefits.
While both of them are retiring. So, or delaying. And so what we uncovered, and then the other thing I talked to them about was asking the Social Security office if they could backdate the application, because in this case, the husband who was already retired was 67. And so Social Security let him backdate it all the way to February. So he's going to receive approximately $3,300 in a lump sum check here in the next month or so. And he's going to get $660 a month in a spousal benefit for the next 31 months until he turns 70, and then can click on his own maximized age 70 Social Security benefit. So, you know, that equated to another $20,400 plus. And that alludes to the number you talked about, the $23,700.
Yeah, because they were delaying because they thought that was going to give them the maximum income at 70, and it would have. But just by doing the file and suspend and then letting them file, the other one file off their record, it's just free money. And the fact that the Social Security office folks will give you this information if you call, but they will not give you the advice, that's what we're here for. The fact is they're not going to pick up the phone and say, hey, Wayne, Do you know you're eligible for this? It's not going to happen. So, folks, you need to be informed. So that's why, you know, we encourage people to come to these workshops. We're actually going to be doing one July 9th and again on the 16th. Public service at the Monroe County Library. We'll be talking more about that as in upcoming shows. And there's going to be a mailer go out to several thousand people.
Right.
We encourage you to come, get the information. With that comes just a sit down one time. complimentary with one of the advisors to talk about their own situation. But Wayne, it's all about coordinating everything together. You got to coordinate it all together.
And this is the big thing, David. We see a lot now, a lot of financial advisors are jumping on board. So over the last 6 months, we're starting to see them. We've gotten, just this week, we've seen 3 invites to Social Security workshops from other advisors. What I would encourage people to do is ask those advisors if they've had anyone actually delay and go through the entire process.
No, because they're all new at this.
They're all new. We've got it.
I had a gentleman, Wayne, just this month, who have seen this thing all the way through. He worked for Cook. He's retired. He's now living out of state. His wife had a fairly small earnings record, and they had decent assets. So we filed and restricted the spousal benefits only. He picked up $600 a month off of his wife. His wife was getting about $1,200 a month. Well, now he's turned 70, 4 years later. We flipped his benefit on. Now the extra income to the household is nearly $30,000 because he was a maximum earner. And now we reduced the withdrawals from the retirement accounts from $74,000 a year that we were taking. We've ratcheted them, and we've now paid the house off. We've ratcheted those withdrawals all the way down to about 30. And now their retirement accounts are going to zing.
Look smooth,
And the transition, wealth transition to their kids and grandkids, which was very important to them, is now there.
One of the things we always ask, because we're all the time getting hit up by people wanting us to sell products to our clients. One thing we always ask is, show us proof. Where did this product work? Show it to us. Show us live statements. Get us in touch with people who this worked for. And this is one thing we're able to do with the Social Security strategies. We're actually able to show people, here's this situation, here's where it worked, here's the success story.
You know, most people grew up thinking, as soon as I'm eligible, I'm going to take it. Because they get that statement from Social Security, and it says by the year 2033, if nothing happens, then the trust fund's going to be exhausted, and only 70 cents of every dollar promised is going to be paid. Some people are very, very worried about it. I can tell you, folks, as my talks with Congressman Young, who's on the Ways and Means Committee that actually is in charge of Social Security, I can tell you, and even in the last presidential election, it was the only thing that the two agreed upon, was people that were in their mid-50s are fine. They're not going to have any changes. Those under that age may have some changes. What are those changes? I doubt it's delayed benefits for them, but it could be. So if you're 45 like me, I would expect 70 to be my full retirement age, and maybe 65, my early retirement age. I think we're going to start to see a higher taxable wage base. Right now, only $114,000 of income is taxed to Social Security. That could go up to $200,000, $250,000, like some of the other things. We could go into means testing, where if you have the means, you have accounts, then you don't need as much.
Yep.
So there's so many things that are in the works. I don't think this thing's going away. It was entrenched back in the 1930s. It was meant as an old age survivor fund. It wasn't meant to be your early income. It was meant to be your late income. So by doing some of these strategies, you're doing what was the fund was intended to do for you.
That's right.
Before we take a break, I got to do a little compliance stuff, my favorite stuff, Comprehensive Financial and CFCI. J.W. Cole and J.W. Cole Advisors do not offer tax advice. Individuals needing advice should seek the services of a qualified professional, keeping in mind that the tax code can change and taxation of products and strategies vary, and individual tax needs and issues are unique. That's very good information, and it's exactly what they should do. We're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, we may be joined by Doug Hughes calling live from Athens, Greece, but if not, we'll continue to move on with the show, and we'll fit him in whenever he does. Keep in mind, there's a 7-hour time change where he is, so Thursday night show, it's about 1:30 in the morning, so we'll see how resilient old Doug Hughes is from CFC. I bet he is. I bet he's going to call in. We're going to be right back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. In our book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, we do talk about some of these Social Security strategies, but we also refer to Mary Beth Franklin, who really cut our teeth on this concept. So you want to check out the full gamut of this stuff. You can pick up our book. You can Google Mary Beth. You can give us a call. You can attend one of the workshops, whatever you want to do. Doug Hughes is yet to call in, but you know what? He could be asleep. He could have technical difficulties. He is calling in from Athens, Greece, boots on the ground correspondent, financial consultant from our office, Doug Hughes. So we're going to continue to truck right along. Couple things. Next week's show, I'm on vacation. I'm going to be down in Destin, Florida, and we're going to have a week-long vacation with family and friends. So I will not be here, and we're going to replay the show with Ed Slott, the country's IRA expert, the producer of two popular public television specials that have made millions of dollars for public television. It's going to be a great show. If you didn't hear it the first time or the second time, hopefully the third time is the charm. And then also don't forget the Taste of Bloomington's coming up the next weekend, Saturday, June 20th. You can go there, sample over 40 Bloomington eateries, wineries, breweries at the Taste of Bloomington. It's Saturday, June 20th. Starts around 3 o'clock, so we're at the Showers Common. Musical entertainment includes Here Come the Mummies. This one's hard for me. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and more. Learn more online at tasteofbloomington.com. I grabbed that read before the show, and I thought, can I even say that? And not the word damn necessarily, but Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. I heard they're outstanding. There's some other great talents there as well. Taste of Bloomington. You can learn more at tasteofbloomington.com. Wayne Thacker's in studio with me, and Wayne, you and Ryan Belcher in our office have really become the gurus of the Indiana retirement system, INPERF system, and how it works. I was sitting with someone this week, Wayne, that was a 40-year employee, Indiana University, a PERF guy, and he said, can you tell me how much I'm going to get in retirement? Well, I looked at his statement, and I told him, and he said, I had no idea. I thought that was my only retirement, which was the annuity savings account portion. 40 years that he's been working for the state of Indiana and had no idea there were two parts to his retirement plan, a pension that you get a check every month, and then a lump sum that you can choose to either take more income each month or roll it over into an IRA or take it in cash. And, Wayne, that doesn't surprise you, but that really surprised me.
Yeah, I met with someone yesterday, 39 years teaching, same thing, walked in, didn't realize that the pension and the annuity savings account were two different pieces. Now, one of the problems with PERF is over the years, they didn't disclose what the pension was. They only sent statements out that showed the lump sum. People thought that was either their money and all they got, or it was tied to the pension somehow, but they didn't know how. So not an uncommon thing to hear.
Yeah, now they actually show the years of service, your average salary, and what your expected top A1 benefit to be, which should limit some of the confusion.
They don't even send out a statement anymore. Now you have to log on, and that's a task. Yes.
We've just got a lot to teach people, and we're working on another book right now. You know, our theme of this 2 days guide to retirement planning, we're working on a new book. We're hoping to have it out by late fall, in probably the winter, to be honest. People heard me talk about this book that I just finished, me and Doug, that it was going to be out in the summer of 2014, then it would be the fall, then it would be the winter, and next thing you know, it's finally the spring of 2015. But this 2 days guide to, we're going to try to build out on this series, today's guide to your Indiana retirement benefits. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a great book, a great resource, because once again, these folks are starving for advice and information both. So
it's going to be a good resource. You can, Indiana Retirement Guide. And you can actually, we've got a website that's going to go along with this one, IndianaRetirementGuide.com. You can actually go there now and sign up your email address and get some timely information, such as INPERS just announced today that the guaranteed rate is going to go up to 0.46%.
Sweet.
It's huge. And there's a 13th check going out to retirees who retired by 2014 or before. There's going to be that 13th check going out this year.
So what's the website again?
It's IndianaRetirementGuide.com.
Which is also going to be similar to the book name.
Exactly.
If you're like me, I didn't know the exact book name until, you know, weeks before we put it to press. So these things are fluid. Let me just put it that way. Very, very fluid. Yeah. So again, I'm going to be gone next week down in Destin, Florida on Tuesday morning. We'll go down to Red Snapper Fish, which we always do. And you said that you go to Destin some, and that's something that you're going to try to do next time that you're down there.
Fudpuckers.
Yeah, and then you have your fish cooked there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of fun. And again, next week's show, we're going to replay the Ed Slott show when he was on just about 3 weeks ago. So our good buddy Jim here, our producer, he'll key that up. So folks, we're still kind of waiting on Doug Hughes to give us a call. And if he doesn't call in just a few minutes, we're going to assume that he is asleep.
Can I say this? He sent me a Facebook message. Now he sent me four. He is trying to call, but the phone will not connect.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, he called me on my cell phone today around 3 o'clock just to find out if it would connect, and obviously he wouldn't. He said he had some great stuff, so tell him to put it in writing, and we'll report it back here in just
a
few minutes.
We'll
when we come back, we're going to do some tax talk, your 1040 review. It's time for that. You know, after April 15th has passed and before the October 15th extension deadline, a lot of the CPAs and tax preparers are bored. No, not really, but they're ready to help you sit down and do some major tax planning. So whether you're self-employed, you're an employee, you're retired, we're going to talk about a few ideas for you. We'll be back to talk some taxes. This is Your Money with David Hayes. You know, this is a great time of year to look at your taxes and start to do some tax planning. I know most people plan more time spending planning their vacations like we have than planning their estate, to worrying about planning their retirement, or sitting down and figuring out some lawful tax-reducing strategies. I mean, it's your obligation, not just your right, to pay at least legally as you can. So whether you're an employee, if you're an employer, or even if you're retired, there's always things out there that you can do. You know, one thing, Wayne, as we talk to people who are employees, the number one thing that you can do is to defer money into your retirement accounts. Now, I can tell you this, most people, and here's what happens, folks. You put a dollar into your retirement account on a pre-tax basis. It only affects your take-home pay by, you know, 70 cents because it's taxed pre-tax. Right. But I'll tell you, I run into this a lot, and I want folks to listen if you're in this situation. You're married, you have three or four kids at home, you're making good money, you're trying to save, do the right thing, and you're plowing that money into your 401k. And most of the time, you're plowing it into the traditional 401k side. Most good plans now also have a Roth arm of the plan. So what you have to ask yourself is, are my taxes right now lower than what they will likely be later? Now, I don't know for sure, but if you have three dependents at home, you have a mortgage, you have all these things going on, my guess is your taxes are lower right now. By the time you're in your 50s, mid-50s, and your kids are raised and off of the deduction plan, you might still be supporting them, but you don't get to deduct them like you used to, and you're making the most money you've ever made, that's when your taxes are higher. So my suggestion to people is take a hard look at that and say, maybe I ought to defer all of my money into the Roth, pay the tax now, but then later flip the switch when my taxes go up. Something you should all consider. Your employer contributions are going into the traditional side, but it really allows you to create this tax diversification, because we don't know what the tax landscape is going to look like 30 years from now. But boy, I'd sure like to have some money that's taxable, some money that's tax-free, because then I can determine the order of distributions to help maximize that. Wayne, something else, a little technique. If you're retiring from, you know, IU or MCCSC, a lot of times you'll be granted your vacation pay or your sick pay, and it's in a big lump sum, and it comes at once, and you get whacked on taxes, and it might be 20 or 30 grand, but it's only 15 by the time it shows up to you. We usually try to catch these people early in the year and say, listen, defer that into the retirement account, because at both of those institutions, you have two types of accounts you can put money into, a 403B, which is like a 401K. It's just more for the not-for-profit world, and a Section 457 plan, a little known plan that's out there. IU has it, so does the school system. You can defer, if you're over 50 in 2015, 24 grand into those plans. Right. So if you're going to, let's say, get so much sick pay, so much pay, maybe it's 30 grand, you could max out the 403B first, 24,000, throw your other 6,000 in the 457 and get to keep it all, and then later determine how you take
how
that money
out.
How
you pay the taxes, right?
That's probably one of the big catches that we do for folks, but this is just one of many.
This is, and so, you know, someone gets a $30,000 check on top of their income for that year.
Yeah, it's big.
You're going to get hit.
Let's take a little look at this. Reducing taxes on Social Security for people that are already retired, and That's one that isn't as easy as you think, but it's also easier than you think. And here's what I mean by that. Social Security is taxed based on this. It's based on all of your reportable income. Reportable income includes even tax-exempt income, plus half of your Social Security. Once you add those things together, that's called your modified adjusted gross income. And that number is what determines how much of your benefit is taxable. So for married filing jointly, you get up in that mid-35,000 to 36,000 range, then 50% of your benefits taxable. If you get up a little higher, then 85%. So a lot of folks who we work with have reasonable incomes and good assets, and they'll come in and say, hey, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. And they're probably right. But for people that are maybe a little lower income, there's some things they can do. When we talk about reportable income, again, that's all things that are reportable. It doesn't even have to be taxable, but reportable. You can shelter those things, put them in tax-deferred annuities or any place where it's not reportable, and you can reduce it significantly. So taxable interest, qualified dividends and capital gains, IRA distributions, you know, maybe a person is required minimum distribution age and having to take it out. Well, there's an idea for that too, and that is what I want to talk about next if we have time in this segment, which is and I had this on my list a couple weeks ago with Ed Slott, was the Qualified Life Annuity Contract. It's called a QLAC. It's kind of new, but not really. I mean, actually, back in, I think it was, 2013, I think, the IRS and U.S. Treasury said individuals can use a portion of their retirement accounts and IRAs and 401ks to purchase what's called a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. That portion is exempt from the calculation on your required minimum distributions. Now, it means lower RMDs now, deferred income later. What's their incentive to doing this? It's to get people not to run out of money when they're old. That's really what it's all about. So their deferred annuities, you can put up to 25% of your retirement account in there, up to a maximum of $125,000. But you basically, Wayne, defer this out. It's not in your RMD calculation. It pushes that out all the way to up to age 85. So if you're taking RMDs and it's making your Social Security taxable, that's a good idea.
Smart idea. Yeah, defer those, keep deferring those taxes.
I've talked to a couple of advisors that I know, and I said, do you know anything about QLACs? And they're like, what's that?
Look at you funny.
Yeah, like, what's that? Isn't that duck on TV? No, that's Aflac. No, what's a QLAC? Well, these are ideas. So again, this is the value of having an advisor, someone that knows these things. So, you know, when we're in the world of cheap investments and all that, that's great. I'm all for that. But you sometimes need to pay for some of this advice. I had a situation not long ago, Wayne, and this is an Ed Slott line, not one of my lines. We saved, by doing some change of ownership and different things, we're able to save about $50,000 of taxes on a sale of some real estate. So I asked, you know, was talking to a couple of friends of mine, and they wanted me to send a bill and all that, and of course I didn't. And I was talking to Ed Slott about this at our last conference, and he said, he goes, well, you guys sitting around this table, what do you charge for that? It's like a round table discussion of professionals. And everyone's like, I don't know, how much time did you have in it? And Ed's like, that doesn't matter. And they were like, well, what did you do? And he's like, that doesn't matter. You saved them $50,000, right? Yep. He goes, you charge them whatever you want. And that was the answer. So value is there. So I guess you have to pay up. Hey, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to move on to some retirement planning ideas. And I'm really upset that Doug wasn't able to connect with us out of Athens, Greece. He's got Facebook up and running. He must have Wi-Fi, but he cannot connect to us here at WGCL. I'm just really upset about that. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back, continue the show on a guide that was put out by the Ed Slott Group called The Boomer's Guide to Retirement Planning. You can actually order it from IRAhelp.com. And we're going to talk about some of these things that I pulled out of the guide that I thought were worthy of being here on the show. We'll be right back to talk about The Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning. This is Your Money with David Hayes. You know, sometimes when we have shows like this where we can talk about a lot of different things, I get so jacked up and excited. You know, I love having guests on and I love having a theme with the show. But when you have an opportunity to talk about Social Security claiming and success stories, as we did earlier in the program, and then you come back and talk taxes, and then you start talking about IRA planning, that's fun stuff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that gets me fired up. And red snapper fishing. Those are the things that get me fired up. That's happening next week when I'm down in Destin. As we went to break, I told Wayne, I said, you know, I left out the self-employed. And, you know, that's the most important market, especially if you are self-employed, as we talk about tax talk. So if you're self-employed, you know, you can start up your own retirement account. There's a lot of different ones out there that you can defer some income into. I know there's a really unique idea that's getting some traction. I actually do this myself, and it's called a captive insurance company, a 831B, and it's not a tax shelter. It's a true insurance company, but you can make premium payments that are deductible. Reserves are required after a full year where you don't have any claims, and you own your own little insurance company. So you get the tax deduction on the upfront if you don't have any claims. And there's some risk pooling, and there's a lot to it that you can do it. But that kind of sparks a little, with you. I'd be happy to share more with you off air about that. You can email us at cfci.us, and I'll get back to you in exactly 2.5 weeks because I'll be gone next week. And, you know, as far as other ideas for self-employed people, you know, just your business structure, you know, whether you're an LLC, an S-corp, whether your taxes a partnership. I mean, there's so much. So if you're out there self-employed, making some money, paying some taxes, this is the time of year to sit down and talk with your accountant and get someone in there to help you ask questions. That's what I did this week for a client. He was getting his head ripped off in taxes, at least he felt he was. And I called his CPA down in Bedford. Great guy, you know him well. And we just had a great discussion on behalf of this client, bounced around ideas.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it was great. And we were able to come up with some, I think, really nice ideas that we're going to present to him and maybe save him a few bucks in taxes.
Good.
That's the kind of coordination that you need amongst your advisors as well.
I just had somebody ask me, what is it that I don't know that I should be asking you? You know, and that's what we're talking about, a retirement plan at their office. So
right.
Good questions to ask.
Let's talk a little bit about the Boomer's Guide to Retirement Planning. If you'd like a copy, I don't know exactly the cost of these. My guess is they're probably 10 or 15 bucks, but you can go to irahelp.com. That's Ed Slott's website. And what's good about this is it brings everything back to basics, but it also gives you some major details. Things like, you know, what is an IRA? You know, you look at this years ago, life was simpler in many ways, that he says. Retirement was really no different. People went to work, then they retired, and they collected a pension and Social Security, both of which were guaranteed to last their lifetime. They didn't spend too much time worrying about running out of money because they had these guaranteed income streams or tax-efficient distribution plan. It just wasn't there. But now boomers, that's no longer the case. In recent decades, employers have abandoned the pensions. Instead, they've turned to the 401ks and similar plans and basically shifting the risk to you and not to them, which is the thing that's happening across the board. So it's forced folks to learn about retirement accounts. So this takes a real basic approach. You know, what is a retirement account? You might think it's an individual retirement account, an IRA. It's actually called an individual retirement arrangement, which may not be that big of a deal to people unless you're an IRA geek like me. You know, it talks about who is eligible to contribute, who can put money into Roth IRAs, how IRAs are taxed on withdrawal, just Roth conversions. It's all in here. You know, we write a lot about this in our book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, but this is a real resource for people that just want to know a lot about retirement. One thing I wanted to talk about specifically was on the distribution side. You know, we accumulate, but when it comes way into the distribution side, that's where people really mess this thing
up.
Well,
it's easy just to defer, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20% out of your paycheck, but then you get to retirement. Now what do you do with all that money that you've saved up?
Well, I had a client in the other day who just simply retired, a month or two ago, and had a pretty substantial retirement account and said, now, How is it that the money comes now to me? You know, how does this work?
Yeah,
do you send a check?
Right.
We set up an ACH. It's an automatic deposit. We take out the federal and state taxes. I mean, that's how it works. And they're like, oh, that's pretty cool. And at the end of the year, you'll receive a 1099-R, which will state how much you took out and what those taxes withheld are. And, you know, how do you get money from that 401k into an IRA? You know, you call or you send in paperwork and ask them to make the check payable directly to the new IRA for your benefit. I mean, those are some very, to us, simple things because we do it every day. But for the average person out there, they have absolutely no idea on how these basic things
work. How they
get
it back. Yeah, we've got one great client at our office, Ray, who calls it the magic money. It just shows up in the bank account each month.
We like that. Mailbox money. We like that. The other thing is the importance of minimum distributions and making sure you take those out. You're 70 and a half. You have to. And you have to take it. If you don't take it, there's a 50% penalty, 50% penalty. Take that one. I mean, that's a tough one. And then also the importance of the beneficiary form. You know, we've talked about this so many times on the show. And if you've listened at all, this should be beaten to your head. Fill out your beneficiary forms properly. Have a contingent beneficiary on there as well. Put that in a safe place, just like you would your will or your trust, your powers of attorney. Because, folks, that is the will of the money. I don't care if my will says I want everything to go to Wayne and Jim. On my beneficiary forms, which are not just retirement accounts, but life insurance, annuities, it's going to go to who it says on the beneficiary form. But what happens if you've been remarried? If you've been remarried and you haven't changed it, guess what? The new spouse is likely to get the money in your retirement plan if you die because then they never signed off that someone else could. And that's a big one. A lot of folks have, you know, a second marriage, have adult children, and they say, when I die, I want my retirement account to go to my kids. I love you, honey, but that's where I want it to go. The spouse has to sign off on that if it's a 401k and ERISA plan. Again, these are where you get into the high weeds. The devil's in the details in this stuff. And then this probably is your biggest asset, your retirement account. You don't want to mess this one up, Wayne.
Right, that's right. We're seeing battles right now. There's a court case going on of people that were at our firm for a short time.
Oh, I actually got to testify for the first time in my life. It was in a separate situation. So there's two. We have two court cases going on
right now
with beneficiaries who are suing the estate over money that didn't get to them.
That's right.
And in your case, the beneficiary form said one thing, and the kids are hoping to change it. And I'm telling you, it's just not going to happen.
And the last thing you want is to pass away and have people fighting for your money because you didn't do it.
Because you didn't
do
a good job, and just get with someone who knows how to get this thing done. Put the documentation in a proper place. Because guess what? Things get lost. Places burn down. I was trying to figure out, so my father-in-law, we were trying to get his DD-214, which was basically his discharge papers. We finally found it, his original. Pretty cool. But when we got online to look, how do you get a certified copy of a DD-214, they said that if you were in service prior to 1955, there was only about a 50-50 chance that they could even recover one. Well, I was telling John Belden, who does tax work at our office, this, and he said, oh, that's because of that big fire they had someplace, and it burned up all of these documents. That's why. Well, guess what, folks? That happens in other places, too. Yeah. And I know we live in a world of technology now, but having that hard, piece of paper in your file is very, very important. So, again, if you'd like to pick up this to Baby Boomer's Guide to Retirement Planning, or IRA Planning, I'm sorry, go over to irahelp.com. It's Ed's website. Pick it up. You'll be glad you did. We're going to take another break, Wayne. When we come back, we're going to start to preview next week's show, actually the following week's show, and just wrap up the show as I go on vacation next week. I could leave the show in your guys' hands next week.
It would be in good hands.
I'm sure it would, but we've already planned to rerun the show and get everyone off the hook.
Boo.
So you can go have fun, too. We'll be back, everyone. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone. Your Money with David Hayes. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, you can hear the replay, and then always on WGCLradio.com. And again, Ed Slott, the country's IRA expert, will be on next week, as it will be a replay from a show we had a few weeks ago. So if you missed that a few weeks ago and didn't hear Ed, you'll certainly want to catch it upcoming. And also, sample foods from over 40 Bloomington eateries, wineries, and breweries at the Taste of Bloomington. It's next Saturday, June 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. at the Showers Common. Musical entertainment, including Here Comes the Mummies, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and more. Learn more online at tasteofbloomington.com. Wayne, that's a tough one. That's a tongue twister.
Love that name, though.
I'm sure they're outstanding. I've heard Here Comes the Mum. Is it Here? Yeah, Here Come the Mummies. I've heard them, not like live or anything, but I've heard a few of their songs, and it's pretty unique and it's pretty cool. So it's fun. You've been to the Taste of Bloomington. You go out there, it starts at 3 o'clock. I mean, you buy food and drinks and listen to music, and it's fun. And you get to, you'll see everybody.
See everybody you know. That's right.
But I'm going to be out of town. I'll be traveling that day back from Florida. So anyway, I was going to give Hughes a hard time. Doug Hughes, folks, was supposed to call in from Athens, Greece, but his connection just didn't make it. They must, haven't paid their phone bill over there or something, but he didn't make it in. He and I live in the same subdivision. So my wife, we were driving by, she goes, I thought Doug was gone. I said, oh, he is gone. And she said, well, someone's having a party at his house. So I was hoping to get Doug and say, Doug, someone's partying at your house. So, when you have someone come house sit, watch your cats, make sure the house is, doesn't get broken into, they might invite a few friends over.
Oh, that's good to know. I can't wait to tell Doug that next week.
So your house sitting for me, right, this week?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to see what that rolls like. Hey, let's talk a little bit about an opportunity for folks, GE employees here locally. I think there's only about 300 or 400 of them left over there at the appliance division. That was sold. Yeah. That was sold, I believe, to Electrolux. Does that sound right? But anyway.
So.
This summer, and I think it's coming up in the next few weeks, you are going to be transitioning over to become an employee of the new company. Well, I had asked one of my clients who's been working there a long time, will you be able to roll your 401k out of GE once that happens and into an IRA or into the new plan or whatever? And I found out the answer is yes, they can. So if you are a GE employee and you're going to be transitioning over to Electrolux or whatever it is that bought the appliance division, you might want to give us a shout, because there's going to be some decision points there, Wayne. And how do they contact us if they want a little help with that?
www.cfci.us. And Or they can call us on the phone, 812-334-3190.
We get a lot of email correspondence, and that's great. Yeah. It comes actually directly to me and to Jackie, and then she disseminates that amongst the office, and we'll contact you quickly. And sometimes it's just a phone call to help navigate through something. Sometimes you want to come in. But we generally do that a lot. So
some people know what they want to do, but there's a lot of people out there that don't know. They don't want to make a bad decision. So give us a call. We'll walk you through. We'll compare the two plans and any alternatives. And we'll just tell you what we feel is the best thing to do.
And one thing I want you to know, too, if you're under the age of 59 and a half and you plan to maybe retire, don't forget the rule of 55. And that's also in the retirement IRA planning guide that Ed has through IRAhelp.com. If you turn 55 in the year you terminate service, so let's say that you're 56 years old right now and you now have terminated from GE, but you think you might be retiring and you might want to get your hands on some of that money, leave it there, because you can take distributions from a 401k and a 403b without a penalty if you've terminated after the age of 55. So that is a big mistake that a lot of people make, because all they hear is rollovers, and sometimes that doesn't make sense. So, Wayne, there's a lot of devils in the details, and that's why we're encouraging people to email us. If that's you, like I said, I think there's 350, 380 employees out there. Most of them are a little more seasoned because they've gotten rid of all of the ones with less seniority. So we're happy to help you. We've done it many, many times before, and we're going to continue to do that for folks here locally. So, again, cfci.us if that is you. Wayne, what else is going on in your world?
Man, in my world, you guys are going to be down in Florida. I'm going to be here in Bloomington just humping away, helping clients save for retirement. This is our busy time.
Yep.
We work with school teachers, school's out, in person. Yeah. Retirement checks are coming in. And so we're helping those people transition from their working career into their retirement career.
Yeah, you're almost like a guy that runs a pool shop that they can't take off much in the summertime because that's their busy time.
I ran into a couple
that do that, and they said, we don't get to vacation in the summertime. We have to go places in February.
That's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad at all. I'm going to be vacationing with my good friend Steve Birch, who many know as Flat Steve, and his family. And he, of course, has the Distinctive Home Furnishings on the west side and Furniture Exchange downtown. And we're going to go red snapper fishing with him. And I promise I'm going to call Glass in the morning on Wednesday at 7:20, like I always do, from my deck in beautiful Destin, Florida, with a cup of coffee to give the market update and also a snapper report, a red snapper report, because all have known what the catch provided the day before. Folks, we appreciate you hanging around. Next week again, Ed Slott will be our guest as we replay a show from a few weeks ago. Everyone have a great week, and I'll talk to you again in two. This has been Your Money with David Hayes. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Guest opinions on this show do not necessarily represent those of the radio station, David Hayes, or CFCI. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC registered investment advisor, 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.